looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is an absolute delight to be surrounded by the fabulous aroma of cigars, the clanking of glasses featuring exceptional libations. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations. Our Command Center Alpha has gone to a remote location as we have left the friendly confines of the Cigar Dave and Alpha Male Entertainment Network headquarters, very close by to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. And we will be enjoying some great cigars as always. We have a special single malt scotch in honor of a very special find over in Scotland. The oldest whiskey distillery in the world may have been discovered. We will celebrate that. And, of course, we will talk about Alpha Male Good Life Pleasure Maneuvers front and center. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, your five-star commanding general and global Alpha male in chief, front and center. As always, we welcome you, and don't forget, follow me on social media, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner, you will see all the various links to our social media. And you can follow us there. Twitter is at Cigar Dave Show. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Cigar Dave. It is a pleasure to welcome a longtime friend, special guest, occasional member of the crew when we do Ford Theater of Operations live broadcasts, Captain Eric, who joins us. Combination between the Philadelphia Theater of Operations, the Charlotte Theater of Operations, and, of course, now the Cigar City Theater of Operations, and, I should say, an aviation and flying mentor and instructor to me, also on staff at the of Alpha Army 1, the official transportation air device of the Cigar Dave Show. Captain Eric, greetings.
Thank you for having me, General. Always a pleasure to be here, and as far as the flying goes, it's just always an honor to ride along with you. I don't feel like I'm, offering a whole lot when we're flying together. It's totally in your command, and you need to talk about the check ride you just took. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one thing I've learned from you and my good friend, of course, Captain Tsai, who was your mentor, too,
starting way back at
U.S. Air.
1981.
Yeah. Tell the story about Captain Tsai. Before we get into that, tell the story about Captain Tsai when you first met him, what he said about bottled water. Do you remember that story?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I was flying for a commuter airline at the time, Southern Jersey Airways.
I never heard of Southern Jersey
Airways. Well, we had like a dual base between Atlantic City and Cape May, New Jersey. And a beautiful area there, you know, just really, when they say the Garden State, it's the truth. Because I always used to think of coming from Indiana, I thought, you know, it was like Newark or something.
What exit?
Yeah, exactly.
And what were you flying, a Twin Otter?
Twin Otter.
The Havilland
Twin Otter, which
is still fixed gear, still flown in the islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, 140 knots up, 140 knots level flight, 140 knots straight down, you know, just whatever.
So. The only thing, the weird is the throttles are not below you, they're above you. Is that kind of weird?
That's right, that's right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, at the time, she was my fiancée, my wife now, Lori, got me a pair of dice to hang from the throttles up there. Yeah, so I had some dice hanging from the throttles.
Did you have spinners on the land gear, you know, covers?
We didn't need the drag, so we wouldn't do that, no. But when I met Captain Tsai, I was going from Philadelphia back to Indianapolis, and he was flying a Bach 111.
BAC 111, which they took over from Mohawk Airlines.
Yeah, exactly,
right?
That
thing was built like a tank.
It was. Great. Yeah, worst thunderstorm I was ever in was actually in a Bach 111.
What were you doing in a thunderstorm, Captain?
Captain I was flying with, we had got some bad information from the airplane. People's Express, remember People's Express?
Sure.
They were in front of us. They had gone through this line, and then we were next coming through this little line, and... I at one point I thought the wings are going to come off this thing, but it
really?
Was built like a tank, really. So it
in those days they didn't have the great Doppler radar that we have on board today.
No, he only had a little radar that
the green
yeah, light. And he would like put his head down so he could see it, you know, just kind of painting whatever over there on there. But so anyway, nothing like what you have now in your airplane. You know, phenomenal radar. It's just so nice.
Well, now you also get the XM NexRad, which is incredible. Yeah. You get that in addition to the live radar. But it's amazing the technology is different, the steam gauges and everything compared to today. Yeah. But
So anyway, I'm going to ride jump seat. It was such a privilege to sit in the front of this big jetliner. You know, what is it? 72 passengers or something.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, my airplane holds 300 now.
Right.
So, but it was like, you know, 70-plus passengers or something.
Right.
And I'm going to get in this thing. And I asked, I said, would it be possible to ride in the jump seat, Captain? And he looks back at me and says, why would you want to do that? I'm like, well, it's just the view up here is cool, and it's just really just something I wanted to do. So he said, yeah, pull up a seat, kid. You know, so I sat down, and he proceeds to grill me about, okay, what kind of airplane you fly, what's this, what's that, and all this. And so we're taxiing out, and I said, hey, there's my airplane right there. He goes, oh, yeah, that's, I think he used the word cute or something like that. So I said, yeah, but anyway, it's a good airplane to build time in and everything. And he said, yeah, he says, hey, let me ask you something. He said, what do you get paid over there? What, if it's not too bold of me to ask, what do you make over there? And I literally had a paycheck in my pocket that I was taking back to the bank, and it was $262.
What year was this?
1981.
What did that represent? A week of flying?
Oh, well, no, that's part of the story.
Okay, go ahead. No.
He said, okay, $262? He said, that's not bad. He's doing the math. He said, that's $1,000 a month. He said, yeah, $12,000 back then. For a first officer, a co-pilot on this little 19-passenger Twin Otter, goes, that's livable. I said, Captain, that's for 2 weeks. I said, wait, you're telling me you live on $130 a week? And I said, yeah, I hate to say so, but that's my take-home pay. And he said, we taxied a little bit further. He turned around. He had the airplane stop. He goes, kid, I don't want to depress you. He said, but I can't get that out of my mind. $130 a week. He goes, I'm going to tell you, he said, my Perrier bill runs more than that a month.
He told us that story.
Yeah,
we were cracking up. And then, of course, that was Allegheny at the time. And then you joined it became U.S. Air.
It became U.S. Air.
And how did you run into Captain Tsai again when you joined the big airline?
Well, I think the first time was possibly when I was going through the DC-9 training. He was a Czech airman. And then I became a Czech airman also on the 9 and then the 80 and then the little bus and everything. So we just kind of followed each other around the training department for a long time and became very close friends. And, of course, he introduced us, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was,
close
somewhere
to.
About that. Yeah,
yeah.
Somewhere.
When you were doing the
18.
Show up in Charlotte.
That's right. Exactly right. And Captain Tsai retired at U.S. Airways as the number 2 seniority-ranked captain, which is pilot of, not just captain, pilot of the entire airline.
Exactly.
And how many thousands of pilots at the time?
Yes,
at US
we probably
Air.
Had 5,000, 6,000
which is
pilots.
Incredible. Yep. He started, he told me, he's a first officer on a DC-3.
Yeah, DC-3.
Which is incredible. And he was the first pilot that was checked out and certified to fly the Airbus A330.
Yes.
Big international wide-body plane.
That's what I flew.
Went over
now.
To Toulouse, France, and was trained, and then down in Miami. And then he taught everyone else. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he put me in the A330 simulator, and you have, and
yes.
had a ton of experience, and we share a lot of laughs. We have Mick the Brit, and this leads into a perfect, perfect seg, because now you're an international captain for American Airlines.
Yes.
And you fly to Charlotte and Philadelphia, and you fly, one of your routes is Charlotte or Philadelphia to London.
Yes, the
Sterling.
Also known as the European
Theater of Operations.
Yes, thank you.
And you see the colonel in charge of the European Theater
absolutely.
Of Operations, Mick the Brit.
Yes, absolutely.
And you always go out and you have cigars and a lot of laughs and some libations.
Always.
I'm always getting pictures, or you always FaceTime me with Mick, of course. And this is leads into the perfect, perfect segue. Because yesterday, November 30th, marked the 144th birthday of Sir Winston Spencer Churchill, born November 30th, 1874. And when you think about Winston Churchill, one of the great statesmen of all time, one of the great orators, if you could understand him, if he was sober, or the great prime minister of the United Kingdom and Britain, you think about cigars and you think about Scotch whiskey. And so yesterday, the 144th celebration. In fact, today our libation, Tommy D., the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and executive vice president of spirits procurement for all the Corona cigar stores and lounges in the Davidoff Lounge here in Tampa, just brought us a bottle of the Macallan Edition Number 4, a very limited edition whiskey. So he will tell us about that during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. But what an absolute perfect segue, Captain Eric.
Beautiful, beautiful. And obviously, I don't think Mick and I have had this because I don't think the Colonel would spring for this, you know. So
Mick the Brit has, listen, I get his expense checks or expense reports all the time. All I know is, you know, Mick's got very expensive taste. So I don't know what he's talking about, or he's hogging it up for himself.
I think so. I think so.
He, now you, when you go over, you obviously are a spirit connoisseur. You mostly gravitate towards beer, correct?
Yeah, we'll have a good, you know, a cask ale, which is always tasty over there. And Mick has always got great places to take us for little pubs. The crew will go with me. Everybody gets a kick out of Colonel Mick.
Of course they do. Absolutely.
And of course, the food that we have over there. A lot of people make fun of the English food, but Mick's, he knows where to go, and we always have some really good food over there.
We always listen. I enjoy the, you got the fish and chips, you got the bangers and mash, you got the shepherd's pie. You can never go wrong with that.
No.
That is good food. It's
exactly.
better than some of the foo-foo food that you get, you know, at these five-star restaurants where they give you, you need an electron microscope to see the portion, and it costs you, what, $400 by the time you're out of there. Then you got to go to McDonald's or a deli to get a sandwich because you're still hungry. That is the worst. Now, of all the, you primarily travel to Europe.
Yes.
You don't do South America, don't do Asia. What's the furthest you've gone?
Well, I used to do
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv was the furthest, and we pulled out of that market, unfortunately. One of our, I'll let you make a comment there.
Yeah, but planes were always packed. I can't.
But,
go figure. But anyway, yeah. So what were the favorite of all the places you went to? The most western was probably, what, Dublin?
Yes, Dublin.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah,
so
my airplane does not do Shannon, but Dublin is the furthest west. And then we go to Manchester, England, London, Heathrow. We used to go into Gatwick. We don't anymore, which missed that, too. That was a great place.
So what's your favorite city in terms of food, people, libations, just in general?
It's got to be Munich.
Munich.
I mean, I miss Tel Aviv. I like Athens. I like Rome and Venice. Do both of those. But Munich, I just...
Munich, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
name, Captain Eric.
Yeah.
Aha. You yeah. fly for the Luftwaffe, yes?
Yes, yes.
Aha.
Ace Jordan.
Yes. So what hottest dames in all of Europe? So you don't go to the Czech Republic. You missed
hottest
that one.
Dames?
Hottest dames. I would say the most robust and rotund dames, Munich during Oktoberfest.
Yes.
But what hottest dames?
Gosh.
I mean, Athens
probably,
has got some beautiful Tel Aviv.
They do. And probably maybe Italy.
Italy.
You know?
Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Sophia
yeah.
Loren.
You know what? Here's another thing, though. In Spain, it's always surprising. I do Barcelona and Madrid both. And in the mornings, especially in Madrid, when everybody's going to work, the women there are always dressed to the nines. It's amazing that you know, we don't always have that here. And there, it's just, I mean, they're
very elegant.
They are.
The European women, but the Spanish women.
Yes.
Barcelona, they have that Mediterranean exotic look. Italy, same thing.
Yeah.
I need to hang out with you in the in the jump seat and head over to the European Theater of Operations and check things out. And by the way, I should also say, we have brought the junior member of the Cigar Dave canine security detail. We've got Baron, 8 months old, who's right underneath you, Captain Eric. He's securing me from you.
Yeah.
So obviously he's very relaxed, very calm.
He is gorgeous.
Sultan is back at the Pleasure Palace, as he's now up there in years. He's 13, so it's a little tougher time getting around, but he's still a great dog, and they both get along fantastic. So we bring Baron, and he's actually the unofficial mascot of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, according to Tommy D over here, the GM. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about, we've got to congratulate Jose Oliva of Oliva Cigars. He has assumed a very prominent and important post in the Florida state government. We will get to that. And also, Captain Eric, when we come back after the cigar libation ceremony, I got a great story about a mother's daughter's name, and some employees at Southwest Airlines were mocking her. And when I tell you the name, it's very appropriate. The kid should be mocked. Or the mother, really, for naming the kid that name. So we will talk about that. Much more to get to. It is Alpha Male, Pleasure Maneuvers, Cigars, Spirits, Dames, Libations, Grilling, and, of course, just general Alpha Male conversational maneuvers, front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following the General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what the General is smoking. Click like at Facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure, talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand. Also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app. Well, tomorrow night, the first night of Hanukkah 2018, we are now officially in the holiday season. We've got Hanukkah, and then Christmas, and then New Year's. And it is hard to believe that we are in December and approaching the end of 2018. It has gone absolutely too quickly. But Hanukkah begins, and that means one thing. The Festival of Litation, our tribute to Hanukkah, 8 nights of cigar litation ceremonies, and we will begin Sunday evening every night at CigarDave.com as well as social media. We will post a special cigar. I have selected almost all the cigars, but for the very first night, we'll be enjoying a very special Padron Family Reserve. I'm giving a little hint there. So 8 nights, 8 different cigars during the Festival of Litation, and to those that celebrate, a very happy Hanukkah. All right, Jose Oliva of Oliva Cigars has been on the show many times. Longtime friend, has been a guest. I see him all the time down in Miami at the Cigar Retailers Convention and in my duties as a member of the Board of Directors of the Florida Association of Broadcasters. I see Jose up in the Florida State Capitol of Tallahassee, where in 2011 he was elected as a representative of Florida's 110th district down in the Miami Lakes Hialeah area, won a special election, and as he told me, said, "General, my district is so conservative that if I said every baby 4 weeks old or older should have an AK-47, everybody would start applauding and say, exactly, Jose, you're right. Yep, that's it." Basically, there is no Democrat candidate. The Republican who wins the primary wins, and he has won. And 4 years ago, he was elected as the Speaker of the House, I guess, in waiting. And this past week, he was officially sworn in as the Speaker of the Florida State House of Representatives. And in his speech, he laid out his vision for easing government regulations, seeking to remove the countless and unnecessary barriers to prosperity, to opportunity, and to freedom. So, congratulations to Jose Oliva. He is a longtime friend. I knew him way back when they basically were making these Oliva bundled cigars, Florida Oliva, which actually are very, very good cigars even to this day. They sold the company about a year and a half or so ago, but Jose is still the CEO and his brothers still oversee the factory. And keep your eyes on Jose, maybe a possible run for governor down the road. You never know. But what I like about Jose is he comes from the business end. He has had to make a payroll. He's had to sign the front of a check, not just the back of a check. And he is going to do a great job as Speaker of the House with Governor-elect Ron DeSantis. We dodged a bullet in terms of who our next governor was going to be. Could have been a socialist Bernie Sanders type. But we have dodged the bullet. All right, when we come back, we will conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, one of the cigars in the November 2018 Officers Club selection, which most of you should have received. If you have not received it yet from the world of Davidoff, you're probably going to get it today, Monday or Tuesday at the latest, if you're on the West Coast, Alaska, or Hawaii. 3 great cigars from Davidoff, including one that we will enjoy today for the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. Much more coming your way, front and center, as we have moved the Ford Theater of Operations to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium, full, rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, beautiful square pressed cigar. and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave.
Celebrate season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane, serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
As you should know by now, we outdo ourselves every month in the Cigar Dave Officers Club monthly selections. November 2018 featured the World of Davidoff, where for the very first time in Officers Club history, we included a Davidoff-branded cigar. Our lucky Officers Club members received, or will be receiving in the next few days, a Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour, appropriate since, and this is ironic, I didn't even realize this when we put it together, Winston Churchill's birthday is in the month of November. Talk about irony. True, I had no clue about that. But we included a Davidoff Winston Churchill, the late hour, one of the finest in their lineup, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. Nice box-pressed avo, sweet, spicy tobaccos from Nicaragua's volcanic Ometepe region, and a really a nice, big, bold, full-flavored cigar, the Camacho Corojo, the original bold cigar built on 100% genuine Corojo seed, liberated from the Big Island, as they say. And when you look at these cigars, beautiful red band, just a fabulous-looking wrapper, filler, binder combination. And when you talk about Camacho, their slogan is Live the Loud Life. And talk about a cigar that is loud. This thing is very, very bold. Honduran Corojo wrapper, just a very beefy cigar. When you look at the complexity of this cigar, tons of flavor, tons of power, but no bitterness. And we're going to pair it up with a magnificent spirit selection that Tommy D'Addio, Tommy D, from Davidoff and Corona Cigars, has personally selected as the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement for the aforementioned organizations, as they say, in Canada. So the Camacho Corojo, and I am pulling out the big one, the Gordo. 6 inches in length, 60 ring gauge, total alpha size for your alpha male in chief.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Now, I need a giant cutter for this, and that's what I've got. This has got to be about a 110 ring gauge hole in this cutter. And when we're looking at a 60 ring gauge, it is 60/64 of an inch in diameter for the cigar, so you need something big. So I pulled out a self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel cutter, very, very large, extra, extra large for the occasion.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, this we call, from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, we call this the Uzi Fire Breather. Because when you look at this thing, it looks like a fire-breathing Uzi. And so, it's got a giant tank. The handle feels like an Uzi. I know some people are going to go get upset, but we don't really care because we're politically incorrect here, so go listen somewhere else. But we're going to use this. This is the Uzi Fire Breather, created from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Fabulous cut. And by the way, our special guest, Captain Eric, longtime friend, aviation mentor. Captain Eric, let's go throttle up. It's just like you put those throttles on your AT. What engines, by the way, are on there?
It depends on. We've got two different models. We've got the 200 and the 300. The 200, we've got Rolls Royce, and we've got Pratt Whitney on the.
Oh, you don't have IAEs on any of those?
No.
Those are good. Okay, what do you prefer? Which do you prefer better?
The Rolls Royce.
The Rolls?
Yeah.
Nothing like those RB211 turbofans on the L1011. Greatest airplane ever built. That is a phenomenal airplane, that Lockheed 1011. Every pilot that flew it. It's like you love the DC-9. You love that plane. As a passenger,
980,
stand that
both,
plane.
Both great. But
what's your favorite plane of all time to fly?
Probably the 767.
Yeah, I like the 75. You look at the 75, it looks like it wants to fly. Just sitting, it looks like it wants to fly. All right, I'm going to gently toast the foot of this magnificent-looking Corojo, a Camacho Corojo, with my Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories Uzi Fire Breather. Flame on this thing comes out about 8 inches, no joke. Now, I'm going to take my time. We're talking about almost an inch in diameter of ring gauge. So we're going to gently toast the foot of that cigar. We want the wrapper to be toasted first and burn first, then the binder, and then the filler. So I've got the wrapper nicely toasted. All right, now I'm going to toast the filler, and I'm seeing a nice amber glow. Very nice. Before I even put it in my mouth, I want that toasted. Now I'll puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Captain Eric, you can fire up, too.
That's beautiful.
You can fire up,
too. Hey, by the way, it's GE engines that we have on the... we had Pratt Whitney on the 7.6. Get GE on the 300 series.
Sorry. See what the GE share price was yesterday?
No.
$7. It is amazing. A company of General Electric
time
stature.
To buy.
No, it's not to buy. No. Hang on a second here. I'm going to rotate. Right, there you go.
Thank you.
Now, yeah. If you followed all those experts on CNBC that said, GE, great time to buy at 30. Great time to buy at 15. Great time to buy at 10. Great time to buy at 7. I got news for you. I think it could go lower. Could go, I don't know what's going to happen there, but it is hard to believe and fathom. And now they're saying they've got some major pension liabilities, so who the hell knows where it's going to go. But Whenever you hear a guy on CNBC saying buy, that means sell. When he says sell, that means buy. Just a little rule of thumb. And no investment advice being offered. I'm not an infomercial like we see on many stations around you. Gehring returns. I am not an investment advisor. Check with your own investment advisor before you make any decisions. All right. I have now blown on the foot of this cigar. Very nice. Great flavor. Nice, huh?
What, that is
Tommy,
smooth.
What's your favorite Camacho?
Connecticut.
You know what? I like the Connecticut. That's a great Sunday morning cigar. But I'll tell you, this Camacho Corojo did a nice job bringing this thing back. Mm-hmm. Packaging is great. I love the Camachos all the way around. I love the Ecuador, too.
Ecuador is my second favorite.
Very nice. All right, so Camacho Corojo is now lit. Now, we need something to accompany this special cigar that was featured in the November 2018 Officers Club selection. So, without any further delay.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Now, before we introduce the libation that Tommy DiAdio shall do, a medieval structure believed to be one of the world's oldest whiskey still, if not the oldest whiskey still, has been discovered amongst the ruins of a Scottish abbey. Archaeologists uncovered the structure at the site of Linders Abbey in Fife, noting that it's consistent with medieval kilns. Residue discovered within it is said to be in keeping with medieval brewing and distilling practices. They have found traces of charcoal, barley, oats, wheat, and pottery dated back to medieval times. The abbey was founded in 1191 on land given by King William I of Scotland. Knew him well. I call him King Willie I. King Willie I. Good guy. And his brother, the Earl of Huntington. Whiskey distilling at the site dates back to 1494, according to the Exchequer Rolls of King James IV of Scotland, marking the first written record of Scotch whiskey distillation. And a modern distillery stands near the site of the abbey. Experts thrilled by the discovery, saying, "You cannot overestimate the potential significance of the discovery. They really believe it could be amongst the first ever distilleries in the world." Now, Tommy D, I said they found what could be the oldest distillery in Scotland, so we have to have a Scotch whiskey, and you have selected a very special Scotch for our National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony.
So today we picked the Macallan Edition 4 back in 2017, and Macallan came out with the Edition series, which is an age statement. So every 6 months, they come out with one. So two came out in 2017, Edition 1 and 2. 3 and 4 came out this year. This one was unique because most of it is a sherry butt cask. So 42% of it is sherry butt, European sherry butt. 40% is also a sherry hogshead. And then they do 18% pungent, which is the American oak. So they use seven casks, and then they marinate them all together. So all these whiskeys are all over 12 years old, but they don't tell you what the oldest.
No,
the oldest and the youngest, they just leave that out. But you can tell by when you taste it, when they marinated them together.
And it runs about $130. Now, the aroma I'm getting on the nose, it's interesting. I'm getting it very fresh. Sometimes when you get whiskey out of the barrel, you get a lot, in multiple barrels, you get a lot of that woodiness. I'm not getting that.
No.
I'm actually getting a lot of fruit, some citrus, a little sweetness, a very mild, pleasant, aromatic aroma.
That's from the sherry butt.
Cheers. Take a sip.
Just give you an idea. Edition 1, when it retailed, was $100, $110. Some places $140. Now it's reselling for $1,000 to $2,000 a bottle.
Oh, just like that bottle of Jefferson's
bourbon
that all of a sudden I see you scarfing down, and you're like, you know how much this is worth? Had no clue. Now, I'll tell you, the taste on this, nice warmth going down, a lot of just some sweetness. I'm getting almost like some apricot.
Mm-hmm.
Little peach, little sweetness, a little bit of peppery.
A little spice in the end.
Little spice, yep.
That's coming from the American oak.
Yeah, on the CDWF, the Exclusive Cigar Day Warmth Factor, it's got some serious heat coming down. It's about a 9.35. There's no doubt about it. Major heat. What do you think, Captain Eric?
It's outstanding. It's very, I'm surprised, the fruit that was coming forward. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of honey, maybe?
Yep, honey
some
too.
Some nutmeg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's
bacon, clove.
Yep, bacon spices.
Very smooth, though.
Yeah, and the bottle's very unique. It's just a green basic bottle, green background with gold Macallan, edition number 4. Very nice box that it comes in. And they talk about what bill, the first bill, the second bill, the third bill, you know, all the different different casts that it goes in with some master distiller's note. It is a 96 proof.
Which is high for scotch.
It is high. 48% alcohol by volume. But you don't really notice that. It's not alcoholy at all. Just a lot of flavors on this. Very nice. How popular is this, Tommy?
1 and 4 were the most popular.
1 and 4?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about 2 and 3?
2 was very popular for somebody with a lighter style. 3 was the one everybody was waiting for. It was made by one of the master perfume masters. They took him. He never drank any of the casks. He went by smell. They took the cask he went by smell with, blended it together. And there we got Edition 3 from. But the thing about Edition 3 is it's just not, that's as bad. It's just not Macallan style. That's the difference. So that's why the Macallan drinkers wasn't crazy about 3.
And I'll tell you, Macallan, when you do a vertical tasting, we did at the Cigar Dave Alpha Male Pleasure Fest on the flight line last year, last February. I tell you what, that was the vertical tasting was fabulous because you really could discern the nuances between each one of the age statements.
Yeah.
So very, very nice. All right.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Traditional mild and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, 3 new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. the general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
History in every century records an act that lives forevermore. We'll recall, as into line we fall, the thing that happened on Hawaii shore. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we did the Alamo. We will always remember how they died for liberty. Let's remember Pearl Harbor and go on to victory.
Very significant date upcoming this next week, next Friday, December 7th, 1941, a date that shall live in infamy, the attack on Pearl Harbor, 77 years ago next Friday. And it is sad that we state to you today the oldest U.S. military survivor of Pearl Harbor, Ray Chavez, passed away at the age of 106. Mr. Chavez had been battling pneumonia, died in his sleep in the San Diego suburb of Poway, and last week. As recently as May, he had traveled to Washington, D.C., where he was honored on Memorial Day by President Donald Trump. The White House tweeted a statement Wednesday saying it was saddened to hear of Ray Chavez's passing. He said, quote, "We were honored to host him at the White House earlier this year. Thank you for your service to our great nation, Ray." Daniel Martinez, chief historian of the National Park Service at Pearl Harbor, confirmed Wednesday that Chavez was the oldest survivor of the attack that killed 2,335 U.S. military personnel and 68 civilians. During 2016 ceremonies marking the attack's 75th anniversary, Mr. Chavez said, and I quote, "I still feel a loss. We were all together. We were friends and brothers. I feel close to all of them." And just hours before the attack, he was aboard the USS Condor, a minesweeper, as it patrolled the harbor's east entrance when he and others saw the periscope of a Japanese submarine. They notified a destroyer that sunk it shortly before Japanese bombers arrived to strafe the harbor. But by then, Chavez, who had worked through the early morning hours, had gone to his nearby home to sleep, ordering his wife not to wake him because he had been up all night. He said, It only seemed like I slept 10 minutes when she called and said, "We're being attacked." And he said, "Who's going to attack us?" She said, "The Japanese are here, and they're attacking everything." He then ran back to the harbor to find it in flames. He was later assigned to the transport ship USS LaSalle, ferrying troops, tanks, and other equipment to war-torn islands across the Pacific from Guadalcanal to Okinawa. Although never wounded, he left the military in 1945, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder that left him anxious and shaking. He returned to San Diego. He took a job as a landscaper and groundskeeper, attributing the outdoors, a healthy diet, and strict workout program that he continued into his early 100s with restoring his health. So to Ray Chavez, the oldest survivor of the attack at Pearl Harbor, passing away at the age of 106, rest in peace. Another very good friend that sadly passed away, back on November 20th, just about 11 days ago, Ivano Toscani. Ivano Toscani was the owner of the world-famous Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar in Buffalo. He passed away at the age of 68. But what a great true American success story for Ivano Toscani. He immigrated to the United States from Italy. When he first stepped foot into the Anchor Bar in 1974, he didn't go there to pick up an order of chicken wings. He came to help the owner, Frank Bellissimo, brush up on his Italian. In exchange for Italian language lessons, Bellissimo offered to teach him everything he knew about the restaurant business. He worked side by side with Bellissimo for 7 years, starting as a dishwasher at Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar. After Bellissimo died in 1980, his widow, Teresa, who fried up the Anchor Bar's first wings back in February 1964, the same month that this five-star was born, he urged Ivano to stay. He went on to become the general manager of the restaurant, and following Dominic's death in 1991, he ended up buying the restaurant, owning the restaurant. Even though he always said he was general manager, he really owned the restaurant. And he just kept expanding and expanding. Sergeant Steve, you've been to the Anchor Bar. You have. Every time we do a Buffalo live event, our Pleasure Fest, we took you there the first time, I think, what was it, about maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
4 years ago, yes.
Yeah, we go every year.
Every year we go, yes.
Yep.
Mick the Brit.
Mick the Brit.
Portuguese Princess.
Great wings, great pizza, great camaraderie. It's
great atmosphere.
My father, when he was an intern at Buffalo General Hospital in the late 1950s, remembers when the Anchor Bar was just near on Main Street, not far, a block away from High Street, when basically it was a small little bar. There was nothing big. And then in 1964, Teresa Bellissimo started frying up wings for her son's friends that came in late. They wanted a snack. And the next thing you know, it's history. And they've grown and grown and grown. They ship wings around the world. Ivano was born in Milan, Italy, and just came to the United States, took classes in English at the International Institute of Buffalo, and just worked his way up. And he was a wonderful guy, a real gentleman. Whenever I would see him, we would always chit-chat. He's been on the show numerous times. Every time I'd say, Ivano, would you come on? Always came, would come to whether the studio at WBEN if I was doing my show from Buffalo visiting my family, or whether we had a Pleasure Fest in Grand Island under the tent at the Buffalo Launch Club, or we'd see him at the restaurant. Very, very gracious. And I'll never forget a quick story about Ivano. Tell you what a guy he was. My father went into the Anchor Bar. My sister was having, I think, a football party or something. So my father said, I'll go to Anchor Bar. We'll ship you wings. Went to buy 100 wings. Gives the lady the credit card. And my father happens to see Ivano on the way out. They chit-chat because he knew, you know, who I was. And so about 2 weeks later, my father says, I never get charged. You know, and 100 wings plus the shipping was, you know, going to run you about $150, whatever it was. So he calls the office. Ivano answers. And my father says, Ivano, it's Dr. Z. You didn't charge my credit card. And Ivano said, yeah, I didn't have time. My father says, well, charge the card. He's like, it's not even worth my time. And my father, of course, got into an argument and said, Ivano, I insist. I didn't want it for free. Charge my card. They go back and forth. He says, Doc, you're bothering me, and hung up. And that was the end of that. Every time my father would see him, they would always chit-chat. So Ivano Toscani passed away, and I didn't realize this. Exo Tim told this to me very quickly. 2 years ago, he was held up at gunpoint with a gun to his head, robbed of $15,000, taking a deposit to the bank. And as Exo Tim said, it really shook him, as it would for anybody. And he died after an illness. So Ivano Toscani, Anchor Bar owner, wonderful gentleman, great guy, loves cigars, loved coming to the show. Rest in peace, my friend. You will be forever missed. May you rest in peace. And we've got a cigar in your memory that will not be smoked in microphone position number two. Hour number two of the cigar.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says the remains of former President George H.W. Bush will be brought to Washington aboard the presidential aircraft.
We'll be sending Air Force One, which is a special tribute that he deserves very much, and it's my honor. And again, he'll be missed. He'll be greatly missed. He's a terrific person, terrific man.
President, the former president, that is, died Friday at age 94, will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda Monday evening through Wednesday. Wednesday is also a day that President Trump declared a national day of mourning. He also ordered flags to be flown at half staff. Aboard Air Force One on return from the G20 summit this evening, President Trump says the next meeting he'll have with North Korea's Kim Jong-un will likely be in January or February, and three sites are being considered, but he wouldn't talk about what they might be. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, was over in Mexico today. He greeted Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador shortly after Lopez Obrador's inauguration. Lopez Obrador is the first leftist president of Mexico in over 70 years. Going into his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, President Trump wanted to address fentanyl, the secret, the synthetic formula of opioids, largely shipped from China into the U.S.
I'll be asking the president to do something about that. I think he'll be able to. If he puts that on a restricted category, we'll be able to pretty much stop it right there. That would be to criminalize it in China would be a great thing.
The conversation apparently paid off. China's agreed to label fentanyl a controlled substance, the deadly synthetic opioids responsible for tens of thousands of U.S. drug deaths. The White House says Xi agreed to the move during dinner Saturday between the two leaders at the summit. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
Starting in 2019, an FBI database to track deadly encounters involving police will go online.
The FBI is launching a national database in January that will track the use of deadly force by law enforcement officers, as well as when officers discharge a firearm at or in the direction of someone. Law enforcement officials are hoping the database will help dispel the impression that fatal encounters or inappropriate use of force involving police are rampant. Current estimates are that about 1,000 people are killed in altercations with police each year. Police estimate less than 5% of arrests involve use of force. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States and United Kingdom have reached an agreement to maintain air service between the two countries after Brexit. The so-called Open Skies Agreement will maintain the same access to the U.S. that planes flying from the U.K. currently enjoy under U.S.-Europe Air Treaty. More at townhall.com. Law enforcement officials are mourning the death of a deputy U.S. Marshal who was killed in Tucson while serving a warrant to a man sought for stalking a female police sergeant.
Deputy Chase White died at a hospital after being shot outside the house where the warrant was being served.
U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez of the District of Arizona occasionally choked up at a Friday news conference about the killing. Gonzalez says he and others at the agency endured an impossibly hard day and that it will take us a long time to heal. The suspect, Ryan Philip Schlesinger, was arrested on a warrant for first-degree murder of a federal officer. Patrick Foss reporting.
General Motors number 2 executive moving from Detroit to Silicon Valley to run the automaker's self-driving car operations. GM President Dan Ammann will become CEO of Cruise at the beginning of next year. He's replacing Cruise co-founder Kyle Vaught, who becomes the chief technology officer. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We make no apologies for enjoying the alpha male good life. We make no apologies for loving cigars. We make no apologies for loving nice hunks of meat on the grill or in the cast iron skillet, Pittsburgh-style medium rare. We make no apologies for enjoying great spirits and libations like the Macallan Edition number 4 that we are enjoying right now, thanks to Tommy D'Addio, Tommy D, of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando. We make no apologies for lusting after bodacious, fabulously hot dames, elegant dames. We make no apologies for working hard and enjoying our leisure time, or as Mick DeBert would say, our leisure time. No apologies are necessary. If you don't like meat, you don't like cigars, you don't like dames, you don't like the good life, get the hell out. GTHO. Bye-bye. Adios. And welcome back. Hour number 2 of the Cigar Dave Show. From the Ford Theater of Operations, we have moved from AMEN, Alpha Male Entertainment Network headquarters, over to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. I have got, as always, Sergeant Steve to my left, handling the technical aspects of the broadcast. Tommy D'Addio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement for Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, is out and about. He will rejoin us a bit later on. We have got Captain Eric, longtime friend, fellow aviator, also joining us. Captain Eric, you're certainly enjoying the Camacho Corojo and this Macallan Edition number 4. By the way, 8 hours bottle to throttle, so no cockpit for you until at least about 10 o'clock tonight.
No problem there.
And I've got a great story talking about one of the airlines, not your airline, in just a little bit. But we left off talking about Ivano Toscani, who passed away at the age of 68 after a long illness. A wonderful guy, longtime owner, general manager of Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar. If you go to many airports now across the country, they're putting in Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar. Delaware North is in Buffalo. You come in, you see it right there. They're franchising them and doing licensing agreements. And we talked about the creation of the chicken wing, Teresa Bellissimo, in 1964. In February, when her son Dominic's kids came in, or friends of her kids, and they were looking for something. The fryer was still on. She had the ends. They used to take, you know, the wings off the chicken. And she said, I'll put a little hot sauce. I'll fry them up. And the next thing you know, the buffalo chicken wing is created. And you can get them around the world. I'm in Honduras, and it says buffalo chicken wings. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm down on the cigar. I got to order them, right? They look like little pigeon wings. They were microscopic. But nonetheless, to see buffalo chicken wings in Honduras or anywhere around the world is incredible. And one of your favorite stops, Captain Eric, when you were at Allegheny, U.S. Airways, was in Buffalo. And they had a big U.S. Airways for a long time. Allegheny did, and U.S. Air Buffalo was a big focus city. They were the number one airline. They had a U.S. Air Club. My father knew all the gals at the U.S. Air Club for many, many years. And then, of course, they kind of changed things, and they reduced the frequency, which is really a shame because they own that market. But you used to fly many trips up there, and that was one of your favorite spots, one of your favorite layovers. Why?
Well, because of the chicken wings.
No, it wasn't the weather.
No. Well, yeah, I can think many times landing on runway 5 or 2-3. Yeah, 5 or 2-3.
Still remember that.
And, well, yeah, but, I mean, you would literally be snowing. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. We'd land at DC-9, MD-80, whatever, and taxi off in the snow over to the gate, make our way over there gingerly, and could not wait to get to the hotel. This was not a 5-star hotel. It was
right in front of the airport.
It was. Where
there were two terminals, the east terminal and the west terminal.
Exactly. And now it's a parking lot.
It is the parking lot, correct.
Unfortunately. But,
family owned for many, many years.
The Airways Hotel. And it was so old that when they first got VHS, you could request a movie. That they had two TV stations on the TV that you could go down and you'd say, hey, you know, they had a list down at the front desk, and you could ask for a movie, and they'd give you the list, you know. I'll never forget, because I grew up in Indiana before we moved here 25 years ago, and the guy said, oh, there's a really good movie you need to see. It's called The Hoosiers. I said, Hoosiers, huh?
Hoosiers.
Yeah. He said, it's about basketball. So, anyway.
That's spelled H-O-O-Z-E-R-S?
Yeah.
Hoosiers.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, good old Gene Hackman movie. But the reason that we love that hotel was not because of the accommodations by any stretch. You could hear a guy, you know, 5-6 doors down taking a shower in the morning and everything, or whatever he was doing down there. But the food. They had the restaurant bar in there was an Irish little pub that they had in there, and they had the best wings. I mean, they were just unreal. They used to deliver those. We had
the Jetway back in
exactly,
the old days,
back
before,
in the old days
right.
Before security.
Well, you had security, but they'd let you through.
Exactly. You could call from one of our outstations if you're going to be flying like LaGuardia back to Buffalo or Pittsburgh up or whatever. You could literally. We had a company line to the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, our 7-digit line that you could call, and it would go right to their kitchen, and we would call, and we could order wings 7-8 o'clock in the morning. And you'd pull up, and you'd see that you're, you know, trying not to focus on taxiing the airplane, to park the airplane. And you could see the jetway over here to your left, and you could see a couple of people standing over there. And that kid would be standing there from the airways
with the bags.
With two big bags of chicken wings. And, oh, they were so good. They were always. But that's what people would rather fly to Buffalo and overnight than go to the West Coast or whatever, just for the wings.
And my understanding is during the holidays, they would always, the family would set up a buffet, complimentary buffet for all the airline
they
people.
Were our family. They were. It was very family.
And there was a big ruckus. From what Captain Sy told me, when the airline was going to change hotels to
Absolutely.
Some other nicer hotel downtown.
Absolutely. It got so bad that we had a deal where I think it was kind of driven by the flight attendants, but they would imagine that. They would say, you know, we want to stay near shopping, so we'd stay out by the Galleria or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And the pilot's like, no, we don't care if it is a 24-hour layover. Like the cutoff was 14 hours. If it was 14, you got to stay downtown or somewhere where there's something to do. If it was 24 hours, 36 hours, we wanted to stay at the Airways because of the food. And it got so bad at one point where guys, you know, the crew would go off to the hotel that the company's paying for, and guys under their own credit card, they'd say, hey, anybody wants to go to the Airways and stay with me, I'm buying the rooms. And we
really?
Would go, yeah, absolutely, we'd stay at the Airways. So,
wow. Well,
good
seen,
times.
I've seen a lot of the the stewardesses these days, and they don't look like they're shopping at nice stores. I'm not seeing a lot of taste there, I'll tell you. Not like the good old, by the way, hottest flight attendants, by, what airline am I going to tell you?
I'm not going to say anything.
Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, I'm down in Miami. I'm at the, I think it was at the Intercontinental Hotel downtown. We're just off of downtown. It's about 8 in the morning. I'm going, leaving the hotel. Going to see some of these cigar manufacturers for the day. on fact-finding missions, and I leave, and all of a sudden I see two giant groups of women in red, one more gorgeous than the other, and the worst, the ugliest was a 10. The hottest was about a 20, and I'm walking in. Remember the scene in
Leonardo DiCaprio
yeah, movies, the Pan Am pilot? Yeah. Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah,
and he walks in, and there's all those hot stewardesses.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. They're all coming down, brunettes, all hot, short skirts, looking great, and everybody's head turns. And I looked, and I said, man, they're definitely not a domestic airline, because I haven't seen anyone that looks like that on Delta, American, United, Continental, you name it. Not even close. Those are the good old days. Now, Piedmont back in the day used to get those Southern Bills and Delta, too. Those days have changed. I mean, now they're just basically, and it's really, it's a shame when you think about it.
Yeah, I could say, you know, when you pull up to the gate there, when you're getting off the jetway and there's the electric cart there waiting, and you're thinking, oh, some poor passenger's got to take that. But typically it's for the crew because we're so old now. So, you know.
I'm going to tell you the story about when I was coming back from Buffalo. I won't name the airline, but.
Recently?
That's about 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, yeah, it's about 8 years ago, something like that. And I had the same flight attendant that worked first class from Buffalo to Atlanta. I'm going to give you a hint. So you're going to get the hint. It's one of two airlines.
To Atlanta.
Atlanta to Tampa. And she gave me her card. I didn't know stewardesses had cards. Gives me her card. But I'll tell you the story off the air. I can't tell it to you on the air.
Where's Captain Tsai when you need him?
He knows the story. He knows the story, as do other ones of my friends. So I will have to tell you that story. But, yes. But I'll tell you, when you look at those Virgin Atlantic, I mean, literally, they were like angels, angelic goddesses coming down. And I'm thinking, man, you know, instead of seeing the cigar guys, maybe I ought to head over to London with them. That would be a much more exciting trip today. Absolutely fantastic. Well, let me give you, here's a little story talking about the airline. And I'm talking about Southwest, or as I like to call it, South. I'm not a big Southwest fan. Sergeant Steve, you like Southwest? Yeah, you take them because they're nonstop. I call them Southwest.
Unfortunately, you're out of Tampa. Sometimes that's the only direct flight you can get to some cities.
Exactly.
So, like Vegas for the International Premium Cigar Retailers Convention.
Let's put it this way. I'm in Atlanta. I had to take a flight coming back about a week or two ago on a Sunday. I had to be up for flight training.
Sure.
So I fly up early in the morning, and I took Delta. And Delta, the fare coming back was just ridiculous. So I said, all right, Southwest, I got tons of free tickets. I mean, all right, whatever. You know what? I'll just use it. So I got there about an hour and 45 minutes, and, of course, there's no Sky Lounge. There's no airline club on Concourse C at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. They've redone it, the terminal, but it's Southwest. Let's put it this way. It's like walking into a Greyhound bus terminal. There are people, first of all, there's one restaurant you can sit down. A Longhorn Steakhouse. That was packed. There are all these little, and Atlanta terminals are long and narrow. So there's like a sub shop. There's a pizza joint. There's another Italian place. There's a gelato. And I see these, I smell pizza and pasta, and there's these people sitting on the floor eating pizza out of the box or their baked ziti with their hands. And I'm looking, I'm saying, the general does not sit on the floor and eat. Okay? They're sitting with their crunchy granola, you know, Birkenstock sandals with very bad-looking feet. You know, get a pedicure at least. It is horrible. The smell is atrocious. It's, you know, 7 o'clock at night. I can't wait to get home. And I'm everywhere you go in the terminal. They're eating gelato on the floor. They're eating the subs from whatever, Billy Jack's Sub Shop or whatever the hell that place is called. Every single place you go to, I mean, outside the newsstand where they sell nuts and water, the people were eating their nuts and their potato chips on the floor. Have they not heard of chairs? So, of course, I'm not doing this. I don't care how hungry I am. I'm not eating on the floor. And I kept thinking to myself, I am in a freaking Greyhound bus terminal. I mean, this is what it has come down to. The old days where they'd serve you a nice steak in first class. Mm. The only good thing, I tell you what, though. I have stolen more first-class bibs. In fact, let me show you. I always carry this in my pocket. What do I always, Sergeant Steve, everybody, come on. Everybody laughs at me because what do I wear when I eat?
You always have one in your pocket, and you always wear it when you eat.
It is a bib. It is. Now, this is the napkin. Now, you'll notice this is not just any. This is, by the way, United. United okay. right now has the finest. And Air Canada has some very nice napkins as well. They got the Air Canada logo. It's very oversized. So, now, Captain Eric, this is, you know, you think a regular napkin, right?
Got the buttonhole.
That is correct.
There you go.
That
yep.
is correct. And so what I very do is nice. I button the middle button on my polo shirt here. And when I eat, I put the button through the buttonhole, and I have a beautiful bib. And if there are any stains that may pop on, it goes right on my bib
very
instead
nice.
Of my shirt.
Very nice.
Okay, and everybody laughs at me. I've got a lot of friends that go, ha ha, oh, that's hysterical. You were. I never get a stain on my shirt. And I'm walking out with a very good friend of mine. This has got to be about maybe last, it's right around my birthday, so last February or March, took me out to lunch. And he's laughing at me, going, that is hysterical. Come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. And he goes, I never get stains on my shirt. Never. I don't need to wear it. Whatever. So we're leaving out in the sunlight. I looked and I said, hey, why don't you take a look down? He had splatters of soy. Went to a sushi restaurant. Splatters of soy sauce, right? And, of course, I got a couple of splatters, but it was on my bib. He's had them. He's like, damn, this is an expensive shirt. I said, would you like me to get you a bib? He's like, yeah, I may have to wear that. So this is funny. I'm on Delta. I'm going out to Los Angeles a couple of years ago. And, you know, everybody's getting served breakfast, and I get my breakfast. And I put, first thing I do is take my napkin, and I put it right on. Boom, you know, right through the buttonhole. The flight attendant stops, looks at me, and she said, I have never seen anybody do that before. I was wondering why they put a little hole in the napkin. I said, come on, you can't be serious. I said, how long have you been flying? She said, 10 years. Now, almost everybody I know, way back in the day when businessmen, remember the old days when you get a nice meal up front? Everybody, all the businessmen would always wear it. Nobody does it anymore. I'm one of the last breeds. So every time I go, I always make sure I take the napkin. And I got tons of them. I've got probably about 100 of them at home. But this is a fine one. Now, here's an interesting story. Way back, one of the honorary members of the harem was a United flight attendant. And I told her, I said, you know, she saw me, you know, we had dinner and had one of these napkins. And she said, that's one of ours. I said, that is correct. Love them. About a week later, she's going on some long trip, get a package from her, big bulky package in my mailbox. I opened it up. It wasn't ticking, so I knew I was okay. There's about 20 of these in there. She said, yeah, we get plenty of extras. You know, that comes in a big thing. I just send them to you. These are fantastic. Nice gray, nice little material. Very, very nice. But this is what we call the ASRD. This is the CDASRD, the Cigar Dave Anti-Stain Repelling Device. And it works like a charm. Now, Captain Eric, when you're up, you know, getting your crew meal.
Yes, my hot fudge sundae.
What do they normally give you? Do they give you the same as first class?
Yeah, we get a first class meal. And, you know, it changes every month, thankfully, because you do get tired of them. A lot of people bring their own food, as a matter of fact, because you get tired of the same.
No, I want to be catered to.
I don't want to
bring my own food, okay?
Well,
I love this is another one. Love when you get on a plane and it's 5:30 a.m. I like taking early flights. I like to get there where I need, you know, want to be there nice and early. 5:30 in the morning, and the lady sitting next to me has got either a bag of Popeye's fried chicken or a pea. I swear to you, at five. And
doesn't that smell nice?
Now, I'm one of these. I'm not a big breakfast eater. If I'm on a plane, I will. But I like the intermittent fasting, so I won't eat till 1 o'clock in the afternoon usually. And I'm smelling this. I want to smell freshly brewed coffee. That's what I like to smell in the morning. I do not want to smell anchovies and pepperoni and grease and fried chicken at 5:30 in the morning. And I'm not BSing. I'm just telling you that. And I see them there eating it on a table without a napkin, and those tables are just infested with microbes and germs and varmin and crust. No, thank you. I wait for the tray. And then I, of course, bring my own little wipes. But I like to be catered. Do you wear the bib napkin on the flight deck?
I don't do the buttonhole.
Well, it's going to come back to bite you.
Guess
one
what?
Day,
I don't get stains on my shirts.
Ah, famous last words. When you get, listen, on your black clip-on American tie, when you get the little stain on there,
it comes off as soon as the door is shut.
Do you have a regular tie or clip-on?
No, it's a clip-on on there. I mean, it, obviously.
Can you get a regular tie?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can. But
there's no way.
I take mine off.
Okay, great. I would loosen it. You can still take it off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you can do, a little trick. You can loosen it you know, probably about 8 inches and just take it off your neck. Not a lot of guys do that. I don't. I can make it, you know, no problem.
No.
The last time I wore a clip-on tie was in second grade.
We
had to take our class picture, and my mother put the clip-on tie, and you could see a little bit of the end coming out after that point. And maybe, I think, third grade, I had a velvet red bow tie that was a clip-on. After that, I wear the real deal.
Yeah.
And I still have problems doing a real bow tie. I see a lot of people with the clip-ons. But you know what? If you're going to be a Las Vegas entertainer like Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin or Don Rickles, then guess what? I'm going to wear a real...
No, I've got a real bow tie, or several real bow ties with my tux, as well as Dr. Scott. Dr. Scott can
who
tie
is your son, longtime friend
our
of the show.
We've
had him...
Surgeon, like Dr. Z. And,
that's exactly right.
But he can tie his own bow tie. I cannot. Lori has to tie it. Anytime we go out with me and my tux, I'm going to have her
so
tie
if
my
you
tie.
Ever have, you ever
I can
have,
tie my own tie, but not a bow tie.
If you ever have to open up for Wayne Newton, you're called in a pinch and say, hey, Captain Eric, we need you to open up before Wayne hits Don Cashane.
Yeah.
You're going to go on with one of those geeky-looking clip-on ties.
No, I would never do that. That's right up there with...
You've got to have the ones, you know, that look, that flops a little bit, that, like Sinatra, like those guys. Because you know what's cool? When they're on stage, midway through three-quarters, what do they do?
Yeah, they
pull the
on.
Tie
yeah,
and the
yeah.
thing just comes right, down right, with the right. open button. You can't do that with a clip-on tie.
I feel like you're almost comparing me to Voice Talent Ed when he was going through the soap issue with the Portuguese princess. Remember that when he had
I do not remember that.
Well, it was on the show.
Wait,
you called
he
him.
Wasn't in prison,
it
was he?
No. It was on a rope. No, because he liked like a scented soap or whatever. And you said, no, you got to use, you know, Irish Mist, you know,
Irish
whatever
Spring,
it was. Irish Spring, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Because, I don't remember. What
yeah,
was
Voice,
what was
Voice
he
Talent
using?
Ed. It was some like...
Brute by Fabergé soap on a
rope? No, it was more like a lavender or something like that or whatever.
Lavender.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever
get,
it was.
Get,
you
get Voice Talent Ed up here immediately. We need some remedial instruction. That is not lavender. Did it have little... Was it lavender with some sort of
little
aromatic...
Pumice, little,
oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, I can't remember.
You know what? There was an unusual... We flew up on Alpha Army 1 to Buffalo. And hang on. By the way, Baron, my assistant canine security detail, is starting to wander around here, but he's very friendly. Makes himself right at home. The official mascot of Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. But we were going up. I thought I smelled something a little unusual in the cabin, and I couldn't put it... Because, I mean, I was wearing my Bulgari... You know, cologne, and I didn't know what it was. So it's Voice Talent Ed with his lavender and chicky hibiscus, all sorts of other scents. Yes.
Maybe a little ginger.
Does he go to Bed Bath?
Sorry.
No,
yeah.
What is it? Bed and Body Works to buy it?
Yeah. Hey, sorry, Voice Talent Ed. I didn't mean to blow the whistle there, but
I will say this: there is a soap that I do buy, a hand soap, and a candle that I light in my office from Bed and Body Works. Bed, Bath, and Body Works, or whatever they call it. Bed and Body Works, Bath and Body Works.
I'm glad you don't know
people,
what it's called.
Wait. You know, I do know what it's called.
But
stress relief.
Stress relief. Oh, the candle you're talking about.
Yeah, and also the soap. It's very masculine. But I said stress relief. Ah, massage-y and, you know, all good stuff. All right. When we come back, I want to get to we ran a little late, but I want to talk about this Southwest Airlines story about one of their employees mocking a five-year-old's name, and for good reason. But a couple of things. This coming Wednesday, December 5th, marks the one-year anniversary of the passing of our longtime friend, Jose O. Padron, the founder of Padron Cigars, who passed away. I think he was 90 or 91 when he passed away. And we did an extensive interview, about a three-hour interview, multi-part interview, about a year before his passing. Sergeant Steve, let's post that for everybody to see right on the homepage at CigarDave.com. If you have not listened to that, we were with his son, George, who translated... Fascinating story about Jose O. Padron came to this country with nothing and basically was given a hammer and said, you know, you want to, here's a hammer, you can make money with this hammer. And that's why if you look at Padron and all their logos and their ads, they have a little hammer, El Martelito, a hammer. Very significant part of the Padron story. So, Jose O. Padron, we certainly miss him, and I will see George and Orlando Padron down in Miami in the next few weeks, and it's just not the same without seeing the great Jose O. Padron. We will continue around the corner.
The General is always on Twitter,
delivering breaking news,
giving you the latest intel on cigars,
and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Ocho candelas para mí. Hanukkah linda está aquí. Ocho candelas para mí. Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelicas para mí.
Eight candles for the eight nights of Hanukkah begins tomorrow evening at sundown. And in association, in conjunction with Hanukkah, we celebrate the Festival of Lightation. So 8 nights of Hanukkah, you light 8 candles, 1 candle on each night. Then we have the Festival of Lightation that I created, 8 different cigars over 8 nights. So, beginning tomorrow evening, we will post, Sergeant Steve, what time do we normally post that? We're going to post that, what, 6 o'clock? Okay, 6 o'clock, yeah, we'll do it earlier, because sundown technically is like 4:30 in the north. Why don't we post it at 4 o'clock Eastern? 4 o'clock Eastern time every day for the next 8 nights beginning tomorrow, and we're going to have a special Padron Family Reserve that we will kick off the Festival of Lightation 2018 with tomorrow. And a very quick, speedy recovery wishes to Coach Mike Ditka, former NFL coach and longtime broadcaster, who had a heart attack down in Naples when he was playing golf, had some chest pain, was hospitalized last week after, they said, suffering a heart attack. They said it was minor, so don't know if he had stents or what the extent was. He turned 79 in October, loves cigars, smokes a lot of cigars, may have to cut back a little bit on the cigars, but people forget that Coach Ditka had a heart attack back in when he was, I think, what, 47, 48, when he was coaching the Bears. Okay, here's a question for you. Who's going to win? If you got a heart attack or Ditka? Ditka. What if the heart attack's named Heart Attack Ditka? Yeah, then the heart attack's going to win. But I remember the super fans on SNL when Saturday Night Live was actually funny. Remember those skits?
Long time ago, yeah.
That was great. Those guys were funny. And Pat Swirsky from So-and-So Sports Bar here in Kankakee, Illinois. We got Todd. Todd, what are you having? He's got his chicken wings, his bratwurst, and I'll never forget. Todd would start talking, and that was who played that part? That was not John Candy. What was the other?
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. Thank you. Chris Farley. And they have the Bears shirts and everything and the sunglasses to look like Coach Dick. And I'll never forget, all of a sudden in the middle, he starts, like, you know, choking and beating his heart. He's like, Todd's having another heart attack. Don't worry about it. And then he hit him, you know, a couple of times. He's like, okay, there, I'm good. Yep, I'm fine. So that was. Now I'm going to talk like this, the super fans, the whole show. Coach Ditka. We're going to have a little kielbasa. We're going to have some chicken wings, some Vienna beef sausage. Those guys were funny. That was a great skit. You can go to YouTube. You can watch it all day. But Coach Ditka has appeared on this show many times. We've had him live at the Cigar Retailers Convention. Camacho does a cigar with Coach Ditka. He is a wonderful guy. I'm going to tell you a story about Coach Ditka. Got to be about 10 years ago when he was still at CBS. It was ESPN. ESPN, I'm sorry. He was at ESPN, and I had arranged with him. I called him earlier in the week. I've got his cell number, no problem. I call Coach Ditka, and he's like, hello. I'm like, Coach Ditka, it's the General Cigar Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? All right, so I call Coach Ditka, and I said, Coach, I want to have you on this coming Saturday. We're doing our NFL preview. Can I get you on? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Call me Friday, remind me. So I call him Friday afternoon. And I said, Coach Ditka, tomorrow I want to get you on like around, 1:30, last half hour, 1:30 to 2. Yeah, no problem. So we always do a reminder call like around 11:30. And I called him. I said, hey, Coach Ditka, just don't forget 1:30. He's like, yeah, no problem. After the interview, he does a great interview. He's fantastic. I call him. I said, hey, Coach Ditka, I want to thank you. I really appreciate you coming on. You know, you're always great. He's like, yeah, no problem. He goes, yeah, we had a big production meeting, but I told him I had to do an interview with Cigar Dave. And they're like, yeah, okay, no problem. I missed the part of the production meeting. And I said, Coach, I would have rescheduled. He goes, no. He said 1:30, no problem. They work around me. I said, okay, there you go. So classics, that's how he was. When you tell him, you know, hey, he's going to do it. Another great story. IPCPR convention, I want to say, was in New Orleans. Got to be more than 10 years ago. At the time, he was doing a cigar with Greycliff down in the Bahamas. Coach Ditka. The night before, I see him. I'm out at like 1 in the morning, and he's just getting warmed up after dinner in one of the restaurants. He's pounding them back, smoking cigars. I said, Coach, don't forget tomorrow. You're first up tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Yeah, Dave, no problem. Don't worry about it. And I tell the guys from Greycliff, I go, don't forget. He's coming 10 o'clock tomorrow, right as soon as you enter our stage cameras. Don't worry about it. No problem. So I get there around, 9:30 to set up, and I see the guys from Greycliff. And I said, hey, don't forget. They go, oh, yeah, no problem. He's going to be here. I said, hey, what time did you guys head out? He goes, I think Coach Ditka got back to his room about 6. I said, 6-8, where the hell did you guys go? Eh, we had a few drinks here, then we went another place, then a French Quarter, had some drinks, and he had a few more cigars. I said, he's never going to make it. 9:59 a.m., man, he comes strolling in, no problem, ready to go. I said, Coach, heard you got in late. He goes, 6 o'clock. He goes, I got 3.5 hours of sleep. That was plenty, no problem. So classic Coach Mike Ditka story. We're continuing from the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge, where we have moved the Ford Theater of Operations and Command Center Alpha. We got Sergeant Steve, and we've got my good friend Captain Eric. Now, Captain Eric, long time. How long have you been flying, by the way, Captain Eric?
Well, let's see. In a few days here, December 14th, will be my 36-year anniversary with the company.
How many landings do you have? Do you know?
I have no idea.
More than me.
Yeah. Sometimes it's I get all three in at one time. You know, we need three every 90 days.
Well, you need three. Yeah. In fact, I had to shoot Currency a few weeks ago, so I did. I took off from Tampa. Did a couple of touch-and-goes at Peter O'Knight, nice gusty crosswinds, came back, Tampa, boom, had my three takeoffs and landings ready to go, and then did two more that day because I flew down to Naples for lunch and back. But you got more than I do, I can tell you that. No ifs, ands, or buts. So you've been flying how many years, you say?
36 years.
36.
Well, 36 years with American.
What was the first plane you ever flew when you were getting your private?
Cessna 150.
I got a 152.
Oh, okay.
And after I got my license, it's a two-seater. What does it have, 110 horsepower, I think?
I don't that much. I'm not sure, yeah.
I'll never forget. The flight instructor says, okay, you're going to solo. I'm like, okay. And I thought the plane was a rocket. It had so much power compared to having two people in there. When there's one guy, the thing actually climbed more than 500 feet a minute. But after I got my license, I said, I'm never going in a Cessna 152 ever again, and I never have. Never have.
No.
But the Cessna 152 would fit. You could get that plane, you get about four of them in your current A330 cockpit.
Yeah, in the cockpit, I was going to say.
No question about it. No doubt about it. All right, well, this is an interesting story. Southwest Airlines, this took place in Orange County, California, John Wayne Airport. Tracy Redford was boarding a Southwest Airlines flight to go back home to El Paso, Texas, with her five-year-old daughter, when she overheard an airline employee mocking her daughter's name. The Redfords were pre-boarding when the Southwest Airlines agent started laughing and pointing at the child and making fun of her unique name to fellow airline employees. Tracy Redford said, I turned around and said, hey, if I can hear you, my daughter can hear you, so I'd appreciate it if you just stop. Redford said her daughter was within earshot and asked her mom, Mom, why is she laughing at my name? Mom said, you know, honey, not everybody is nice, and not everybody's going to be nice, and it's unfortunate. She didn't find out until later, though, that the unidentified Southwest Airlines employee took a picture of the girl's boarding pass, which she shouldn't have done, and posted it on Facebook to take her name-shaming public. Southwest Airlines has apologized. Now, here is what I've kind of buried the lead here. The girl's name. Now, the girl's name isn't like Loretta or Janie, or Joni, or pick a name. Right?
Susie. Yeah,
Susie, whatever. Or even one of those, like, you know, crazy names like Moon Unit or whatever. The girl's name is spelled A-B-C-D-E. How would you pronounce that name? The girl's name, legal name, the mother, first of all, the Southwest employee should have made fun of that name because A, B, C, D, E. What do you think that, how does it pronounce, do you think?
Abcedi?
What do you think, Sergeant Steve? Take a guess.
Abcade?
The mother said it's pronounced Abcity. A-B-C-I-T. Abcity. A-B-C-D-E. Now, here's the reality. I wouldn't have made fun of the girl. I would have made fun of the mother for being such a schmuck for naming your daughter A-B-C-D-E. Have you ever heard of such complete and utter nonsense? Ab-City. Talk about a stupid name. I mean, I looked at it. First I said, is Abcadie? Here, Abcadie. Like, what? So I was thinking about this on some other potential, you know, names. How about F-G-H-I-K? Fig Jig. Here's another one. L-M-N-O-P. You could say, oh, it's pronounced L-M-N-O-P. Okay, great girl's name, L-M-N-O-P. But it's spelled L-M-N-O-P-E. How, or LMNOP, how stupid, what happened to normal names? Steve, Eric, Dave. What happened? Who names their kid A, B, C, D, E? And, of course, this made the rounds on Facebook and on all the newspaper and the online articles. People are like, the mother was the one that should have been publicly shamed. What a moron. Why would you do that to your daughter? If I was this girl, I would legally change my name at 18. A, B, C, D, E. Sergeant
how about,
Steve?
How about QWERTY?
QWERTY.
Easy to type.
Right, a QWERTY. Exactly. You could, hi, QWERTY. How do you spell that? Q-W-E-R-T-Y. Just like a QWERTY keyboard. How about, what's your nickname? Key. Keyboard. So stupid. Southwest, of course, apologized and said, we extend our sincere apology to the family. We take great pride in extending our Southwest hospitality to all of our customers, which includes living by the golden rule and treating every individual with respect in person or online, blah, 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 blah. What I would have said is, as an airline, the employee should not have posted anything on Facebook. She should not have made fun of the daughter, but she should have absolutely ridiculed the mother for naming the kid such a stupid, cockamamie name, A, B, C, D, E, Ab City. I mean, that sounds like a waypoint, an aviation waypoint, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
American 751 Heavy, you're cleared to Ab City, and then direct London.
That was a new work gym. Ab City.
Ab City. Well, that's another thing. Exactly, right. That's perfect. Great gym. So absolutely nuts. Now, this is a very sad story. And I normally don't like to bring up sadness on the Cigar Dave show. But a woman had to cancel her dream wedding just a week before the big day. Claire Dalton, her ex-fiancé, kept a secret from her throughout their four-year friendship and relationship. She was so shocked that she had to call off the marriage despite having spent 6 months planning it. You see, Claire, 21 years old. She's very religious. She dreamed of a relationship which was...
Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment Rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because... they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Eject. Forget about it. So this poor woman had to cancel her wedding, discovering her fiancé watches porn. When I saw the headline, I'm like, what man doesn't? That's the bigger question. Come on. This is so ridiculous. And for her to say, oh, I was dreaming it would be so pure. Come on. Listen, it is the 21st century with the availability. You literally can't go any. I mean, I get emails from friends all the time saying, you got to watch this. But, of course, NSFW, not suitable for work. Well, of course, you know, my office, no problem. I can watch whatever I want in my office. And I'll see it. You know, and they'll, you know, I'll never forget. A guy sends me one, some chick doing it with like a horse or whatever, or vice, whatever. And I'm like, this is totally sick and perverse. But what, anybody that tells you they've never seen it, forget it. They are lying. And ladies, you want a man that has seen porn. You want a guy that says, hey, that's a good tip. You know what? I'm going to try that pile driver position next time. You know that reverse cowgirl? I'm going to give that one a shot. You know what? Little doggy bow wow, no problem. You want a guy, you want a guy that says, hey, I'm a little adventurous. I've seen, that's a great position. I've never tried that. You know what? Boom. I'm going to mark that down. I mean, what woman doesn't love pile driver once in a while? Right, Captain Eric? Captain Eric, you're speechless. I've never seen you like this before.
I'm thinking about David Alan Greer. When he does the bit about where he's an ex-porn guy and he's talking about all the different positions.
Well, I mean.
Have you ever seen that?
I have not seen it.
Great skit.
I have not seen it, but you can basically think about this. What are the, you got missionary. You got cowgirl. Reverse cowgirl is always pleasant. You got doggy, the pile driver. And I'm sure there's some others that I've not mentioned here. But I will tell you that it's always a great, you know, classic starter when you date a woman and say, do you ever like, do you like pile driver? And they're like, what's pile driver? I'm like, oh, you are in for a treat, sweetheart. And then you tell them, and they're like, I can't believe that. In any event, poor little, whatever her name is, Claire. Claire's wedding and her life now is permanently ruined. Oh, well. Hey, I'm not giving up my harem. They love the fact that I'm worldly and well-versed in these matters. Final concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That's celebrating your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium, full, rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square press cigar. And also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, The World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
The general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the most wonderful time of the show. When the general is gripping a stick for a clipping, and that's when you know. It's the most wonderful time of the show.
Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers.
It's the happiest segment of all. With cigar-friendly meetings and Long Ash's greetings when lieutenants call. It's the happiest segment of all. There'll be cigars for clipping and cognac for sipping from Tampa to San Diego. It's all over the nation. It's Cigar Lactation. It's right here on your radio. It's the most wonderful time of the show. So go through your selection and choose with affection, 'cause everyone knows. It's the most wonderful time of the show.
The great Frankie Sumatra and these Cigar Day Singers. And I'll tell you one thing about Frankie Sumatra. When he performs, he doesn't wear a clip-on bow tie. He wears a real bow tie when he's performing in Vegas. He opens up for Paul Zimm and the Zimm Tones many occasions. All right, as we wrap it up, final segment here on the Cigar Dave Show. And Captain Eric, we appreciate you joining us as our special guest host today. Hope you enjoyed the experience.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You got to sit in the right seat with me, basically.
Yeah, as always.
Exactly. I'll put in your logbook, by the way.
Please,
your broadcast
pencil
logbook.
Pencil me in.
You get 2 hours of dual instruction.
Yeah, Parker 51 time.
There you, there you go. Hey, just still want to remind you a couple of things. Those of you that are a member of the Officers Club, the December 2018 selection comes from Gurkha. It is the Gurkha Marquesa. Very Cubanesque cigar. Wonderful packaging, very old world. We launched it at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water up in Buffalo mid-August. A beautiful stick. You will love that. And that comes off the great November 2018 selection, the World of Davidoff, the Davidoff Winston Churchill Late Hour, the Camacho Corojo, and the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. And we've got many more selections. It makes a great holiday gift. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month. Get you three of the latest and greatest in the world of cigars every month shipped right to you. Great holiday gift. Sign up now. Perfect gift for your harem, your husband, your spouse, your mistress, whatever the case may be. All right, don't forget, big night, the Festival of Lightation begins tomorrow at sundown. Check CigarDave.com. 8 nights of great cigars. Cigar Dave, the general, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Wishing all of you that celebrate a good Yontif. Happy Hanukkah. Light the first candle tomorrow night at sundown. And then right after, celebrate the Festival of Lightation by lighting the first cigar of the great festival. Enjoy.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says former President George H.W. Bush was a wonderful man who loved his family.
He's a terrific guy, and he'll be missed, and he led a full life. And a very exemplary life, too, I will say.
And now, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports, there is a rough outline of the schedule to honor the 41st President of the United States.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the 41st President will be honored at Washington National Cathedral and that President and Mrs. Trump will attend. The President also has designated Wednesday as a national day of mourning. Mr. Trump has a tense relationship with the Bush family, but he spoke graciously about George H.W. Bush, calling him a man of sound judgment, common sense, and unflappable leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Saturday, President Trump ordered flags to be flown at half-staff for 30 days. Congressional leaders say Mr. Bush will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening until Wednesday morning. Leaders of the group of 20 nations meeting in Argentina agreed Saturday to fix the world trading system, but only 19 agreed to support the Paris Accord on fighting climate change.
Applause as Argentina's president closed the two-day summit in Buenos Aires after all 20 leaders, including President Trump, signed off on a final statement. It acknowledges flaws in the world trading system and calls for reforming the World Trade Organization. However, it makes no reference to rising protectionism. 19 of the 20 nations also reiterated their commitment to the Paris Climate Accord in the statement, which noted that the U.S. is sticking by its decision to withdraw. I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out more news and read more analysis. You can get them both just by logging on to www.townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The United States and the United Kingdom have reached an agreement to maintain air service between the two countries after Brexit next year.
The so-called Open Skies Agreement will maintain the same access to the U.S. that planes flying from the U.K. enjoy under the current U.S.-Europe Air Treaty. The United Kingdom will no longer be under the U.S.-Europe Treaty after it leaves the European Union. Flights between the two countries carry about 20 million passengers a year, accounting for nearly a third of all air travel between the U.S. and Europe.
Jeremy House reporting. Airlines for America, a trade group representing most big U.S. airlines, is praising the agreement, saying it will ensure continuation of key transatlantic routes. A District of Columbia clerk refused to accept a New Mexico man's state driver's license for a marriage license because she and her supervisor believed New Mexico was a foreign country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California regulators moved Friday to take over an insurance company that cannot pay out all its claims following a massive wildfire that destroyed some 13,000-plus homes.
Merced Property and Casualty Company was pushed to insolvency by the fire that sparked November 8th and nearly destroyed Paradise and surrounding towns. State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones said the department doesn't know how many people the company insured or the total amount of claims following the fire, but people will still have their claims paid through the California Insurance Guarantee Association. A judge is expected to approve liquidation proceedings on Monday, and the company is not fighting it. Patrick Foss reporting.
Marriott says hackers stole information on as many as 500 million guests over 4 years, obtaining credit card and other personal data in one of the largest security breaches in history. The affected hotel brands were operated by Starwood before it was acquired by Marriott in 2016. This is townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's going to be a big hour. Karl Rove will be joining us, and Brad Blakeman. Brad Blakeman, who is a advisor to Bush 41 and Bush 43, and is somebody who takes a fair and balanced look at President Trump. He can tell us the inside story, lame duck sessions, losing power in the House and Senate, and how the president is approaching these things. It's going to be a big week. And I'm not talking about the tree lighting. I'm talking about the G20 that's lining up next week when you have a possible meeting with the Saudi prince, who's the definition of controversial. And then you have a meeting, what we know about, is going to take place with Chinese leader President Xi at stake, global trade and global economies. And we're in a trade war with, no question. It's a rebalancing. It's a generational trade war that we're in to change the relationship economically, internationally with China. And then, number three, does the president meet with Vladimir Putin? So we'll talk about all those things. So let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
I don't even think we should meet with Putin based on this incident. And that's a way of putting the marker down and telling them we're not going to meet unless you release the sailors and release the ships back to Ukraine. It's not your property.
Well, how do you feel about that? We have also other people who say meet with them and call them out. Russia and Vladimir Putin supposed to meet with the president, but they go ahead and decide international waters are their waters. They ram a Ukrainian ship and take 24 sailors and force them to confess to things they did not do. Do we meet with Vladimir Putin after that? I say yes, Mr. President, do it and blister him.
Number two.
Donald Trump was right to call the caravan out weeks ago. He's right to make sure it never crosses the border. People throughout the world are watching the president. If he blinks here, his credibility on securing the border is dead.
That is Lindsey Graham, the border battle, migrants making demands. I am not kidding. Could both Democrats and Republicans realize this southern border crisis is an issue that needs a joint response? A glimmer of hope.
Number one.
This is fairly rare. Usually these are witnesses who are desperate for deals and really would not risk ticking off a prosecutor. Clearly Mueller is not getting what he wants. The question is he getting enough to get him where he wants to go?
Jonathan Turley is as smart as there is a legal mind in the business. Massive developments on the Mueller side show we might be at an inflection point in this endless investigation as two plea deals fall apart. Carl Rove joins us. Carl knows all about the stress of investigations and what can it do for governing. President Trump has not had a day without this Russia probe looming over his head, even after he got the after he won the election. Carl, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Of course, you can always pick up Carl's It's a Great Christmas Gift, The Triumph of William McKinley. And he also has his book, Courage and Consequence.
That's right. And if you like, just go to my website and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you a free autographed book plate. You can even ask for it to be personalized to your Christmas giftee, I guess you call it.
How can you go wrong? So I'm looking at what happened over the last couple of days. I don't want to get into the nuance of it with you, but in the big picture, Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, all dealing directly with Robert Mueller, all trying to put together some type of linkage with Julian Assange. Real or imagined, it's. Do you believe that this investigation is coming to a head, coming to an end?
My sense is it's in its final stages. Now, whether that means a matter of weeks or months, I mean, my sense is that if there had not been the attempts by some of these actors, Manafort and Stone in particular, have tried to argue in court at various times that this was an unconstitutional investigation, a point that the courts rejected, but it slowed it all up. My sense is absent that, we'd probably be at a closure now. We may be pretty close to closure.
So the president gave his written questions. Paul Manafort's deal blows up. Jerome Corsi says, I don't want a plea deal. Roger Stone says, my indictment's coming. First off, on the Manafort situation, does what you could tell, Carl, does that have anything to do with the fact that it's been exposed that the Trump legal team has been talking regularly with the Manafort legal team?
I don't think that's the case. What I think it is, and I don't believe also the Guardian newspaper allegation that that he visited with Assange. Look, that is the most. I'm certain every major intelligence agency in the world has a camera or some way of monitoring who goes in and out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So I find that hard to believe. But I do think it represents Mueller saying that he expected cooperation from Manafort, and he has found specific instances where Manafort has told him one thing that doesn't line up with what he believes, what he, the prosecutor, believes are the facts. And again, the amazing thing is, I mean, maybe there's something to do with President Trump, but Manafort and Julian Assange and Roger Stone and Mr. Corsi are all, you know, sort of off in their own sphere, it seems me. And maybe there is some connection. Maybe one of them was talking to President Trump, or maybe one of them was talking, you know, on a consistent basis to the campaign. But I, you know, Manafort's sins are sins that took place in Ukraine and Russia years ago and involved, you know, trying to not pay his taxes. Same with Rick Gates. That was involved there. Roger Stone and Corsi appear to be connected with WikiLeaks and Assange. But again, that's not the campaign. That was them.
So moving on, let's talk about the caravan and some type of deal that could or could not take place. I want you to hear what Senator Schumer said. The president wants $5 billion or I'm shutting down the government. Senator Schumer says, no, I got a different idea.
We are for strong border security. The bill we originally put together in 2013 had $40 billion, and we are for strong border security. We've made numerous proposals. Number two, the $1.6 billion for border security negotiated by Democrats and Republicans is our position. We believe that is the right way to go.
Is that enough? It doesn't sound like it. The president wants $5 billion or it's over.
Yeah, well, look, Senator Schumer voted to create 600 and some odd miles of wall in 2000, I believe it was 2005. He, along with Senator Clinton and a number of other leading Democrats who are today serving in the Senate, supported the construction of the original border wall. What President Trump is talking about is adding several I think, several dozens of miles and repairing the existing wall and improving it. So why was it possible for Senator Schumer to vote for that, for virtually all of that, in 2005 or six, and not vote for it today? I think this is politics, and I think Senator Schumer ought to cut the deal, and the deal ought to be, Mr. President, you get the $5 billion to extend the wall a small distance and improve the wall where it exists, and in return, we want X, Y, and Z, you know, the Dreamers or whatever else. But this, right now, it just looks like blind obstructionism for the sake of provoking a crisis. I wish the president hadn't said, I'm comfortable shutting down the government, because that was an open invitation for Senator Schumer to respond in kind, and he has.
So maybe not a good tactical move for the president. Next, Vladimir Putin does what he does in the Ukraine, declares international waters are Russian waters, takes 24 Ukrainian sailors, makes them have a forced confession on television. This on the cusp of the G20 summit. He knows exactly what he's doing. This is exactly what he wants. I just can't figure out why he wants this.
Well, because he thinks it's a moment of weakness for the president of the United States, and he wants to see what he can get away with. And realize this is not just simply a question of a couple of small naval vessels and 24 Ukrainians. What he's attempting to do is starve a major part of the Ukrainian economy, because there are a number of ports on the Sea of Azov that are Ukrainian ports through which they export and import goods and services. And what the Russians are trying to do is to starve that part of the economy. Think about it this way. What if Cuba said, okay, we're not going to allow the ports along the Gulf Coast from, you know, Brownsville to Houston to New Orleans to Pascagoula to Tampa, St. Pete, we're not going to allow those to be used for commerce for the southeast and southwest United States. It'd be a big economic blow to us, and that's exactly what the Russians are attempting to do in Ukraine. And this requires a united response from NATO and our European allies, led by the United States, and this president is the guy to do it.
What does this sound like? I want you to hear what General Jack Keane said. He said he will not meet with Vladimir Putin if it was him. Cut 32.
I don't even think we should meet with Putin based on this incident. And that's a way of putting the marker down and tell them, we're not going to meet unless you release the sailors and release the crew. I mean, release the ships back to Ukraine. It's not your property. Secondly, totally agree on sanctions. I think we should do that in concert with the Europeans, and likely we will. I would make an announcement very quickly, because the White House has been considering it for weeks, mm-hmm. and that is more lethal aid to the Ukrainians. Show the Russians that we're not going to be pushed around here, and also to prop up the Ukrainians' political and moral will.
So the lethal aid, would that show strength?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, remember, he's already demonstrated strength in Ukraine. The previous administration allowed only non-lethal aid, like meals ready to eat and uniforms, and wouldn't even deliver them to Ukraine. They dropped them off in Poland, and the Ukrainians had to organize volunteer convoys of trucks and drivers to pick up the U.S. material and take it to their bases. So this president said, President Trump said, I'm going to give you limited lethal weapons that you requested, including radar systems that allow you to track where artillery shells and missiles are coming from. And I'm going to deliver them to you. So we ought to step up the aid that we do provide. And I think General Keane is right. There ought to be tough sanctions. Now, I might have a minor disagreement. And that is, look, I understand maybe not meeting with Putin, but it'd be even better if Trump went in and said to him face to face, Vladimir, I don't like what you're doing, and we're not going to stand for it. And I only have one message to you. You test me like this, and I'm going to respond. And I'm going to respond heavily and strongly and consistently to your aggression against Ukraine, our ally, and the threat that you represent to Europe. And I've delivered the message to you. If you don't change and release those and allow free and open access to the Ukrainian ports on the Sea of Azov, you're going to regret it and walk out.
The Magnitsky Act might be picked up by European powers like Germany. Can you tell us why that is so? People are saying this is a great move.
Well, it's a powerful move because it gives a government that adopts that structure additional tools to sanction Russian and Russian actors and Russian institutions. And Putin knows this, which is why, remember, when Veselnetskaya, the Russian lawyer, shows up to supposedly give, quote, bad stuff on Hillary Clinton to the Trump campaign. She's really there to lobby them to repeal that act. So if they hate it being in the United States, and I think there's a version of it in Britain, what happens if other European countries begin to pass their versions of it and further crimp the ability of Russian actors, Russian institutions to freely use Western institutions and move their money and their people around Europe? And I think it would be a great sign if Europe began to follow the United States lead, and I hope the president encourages them to do so.
I want you to weigh in on one other topic, Larry Kudlow, on the GM layoffs and how they feel as though it's he's spitting in the eye of the president who gave him the corporate tax rate and to the previous administrations, yours included, that bailed them out. Cut 36.
It's a great disappointment. Obviously, the president indicated his own disappointment. There's disappointment that it seems like GM would rather build its electric cars in China rather than in the United States. We are going to be looking at certain subsidies regarding electric cars and others, whether they should apply or not. I can't say anything final about that, but we're looking into it. Again, that reflects the president's own disappointment regarding these actions.
How does that – are you okay with that being a free market Republican?
No, I'm not. I don't think the government ought to be saying, if we have a subsidy for electric cars, and frankly, I'm against a subsidy for electric cars, but if we're going to have a subsidy for electric cars, it's going to be only go to companies that behave in a way that we want them to behave. GM made a decision based upon the economics of their company. People were not buying certain models. They were having lines, production lines, where in essence they were spending money to keep people working to make cars that nobody wanted to buy at a price that allowed them to make a profit. Now, GM, what the Bush administration did with GM was different than what the Obama administration did. We said that we would give them $25 billion in financing, but they had to go to a court and then present a plan that showed how they could return to profitability. And if they couldn't show that they could return to profitability, then we had.